Good evening. This is KD2, AIC, Net Control for the Black River Lake Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lounge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marketing Center at 106 Scholar Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Center. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N5ALW, good evening, Jeff. Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Finally found all the trouble, and I hope Ray's listening. All the trouble with that van seems that everything was all related to the EGR valve, and it doesn't show up on tests, and apparently few of any mechanics even know about it. I found that thing on the internet, and sure enough, that solved the problem of all the stalling out, and the ding, 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 and the oil light, and everything else. So, but, you know, that's the problem with them. And apparently it's a lot more common than we know, and apparently few if any mechanics know about it. So, thank God for Mr. Google, for sure. Okay, we're 40 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 31 to 49. And it's raining quite hard right now. Beautiful this morning, but raining quite hard. And the old panel system seems to be holding up all right. Going to put in a lot of infrastructure this summer with a carport and a bunch of other things like that for a bigger woodshed and a small storage shed and all that, so if someone wants the implements and that, so there's going to be a lot going on here this summer for sure. Plus then a lot of wood cut up in the back, in the small forest in back of my property, part of my land. So I'll say God bless, 73s, and computer's running all right, and thank God. And let's hope everything stays all right for everybody. We'll say God bless, 73s for now, and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I'm glad you got it figured out. Good. One less thing you have to deal with then. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and good to hear from you, and we'll hopefully see you again here soon. All right, N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff. Oh, had a good day today. Got a few things done. Worked in the garage a little bit. Got up in the shed and got some things straightened out. Feel pretty good about that, and we had fairly decent weather considering we didn't have much sunshine. Started out pretty good this morning, but it's cloudy most of the day, but that's all right. The snow is gradually melting away, and now we got rain, like George was saying. Raining pretty good here, too, so I would expect that'll take a good deal of it away over the evening, and I guess tomorrow is forecast for rain, too, so we're in store for a little bit more, so with all of that, we should lose a good deal of the snow. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for spring, and I know you are. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW, 73s, everyone.
Okay, yeah, we're all ready for it, I think. Yeah, we're getting some rain here, too, and that snow has definitely accelerated and melting. I know Saturday I went up to camp and I drove out of the, my driveway there, and I noticed I still had to creep out around the snowbank, you know, because you can't really see over it. And kind of creep out, make sure, you know, you can see what's coming down the road. Today I went out there and I drove out, and I could see right over the top of the snowbank right down the street. So it's definitely melting. All right, Bill, thanks for checking. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2VLA. Okay, there's two more. We'll start with Jack, KA2ZNZ. What's going on tonight?
Oh, same as everybody is saying. It's raining pretty good down here. Has been. In fact, we went shopping today. We went to breakfast and we went to grocery shopping. We pulled in the driveway, emptied the car out, got everything inside. We parked the car and walked inside, and now the rain started. It's been raining ever since. I meant to put my rain gauge out. I have a, NWS type of rain gauge. I have two of them. I have an old one and a new one. This time of the year and in the fall, I usually put the old one out just in case something happens, you know, that it starts to freeze and I don't want it to crack it. The old one I don't care about. But I didn't get around to it. It started raining before I got out there. So I don't have any idea how much we've had. But it's been coming pretty good, rolling down the roadway anyways. And it's a good spot for it. So I guess we got 7-3s all around. KA2-9-Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, it looks like you'll be safe anyway. I don't think we're going to get any freezing temperatures tonight, but they say Wednesday it is supposed to cool down a little bit just for that day and then back up to you know, seasonable weather. So we'll have to see what happens. But I'm ready for 60s and 70s weather here already. So, all right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up? Okay, Clint, yeah, I see somebody was digging at it there when I was up there Saturday. Somebody had been at it. I figured that must have been Mark. Oh, good. Yeah, that'll be nice. Nice to be able to get in there as soon as the snow melts down enough. I know when I was in there Saturday, though, there was still a good 2-3 feet of snow on the road itself, and 3 or 4 there in the woods, so got a little bit to go yet. It wasn't melting too crazy, though. The streams weren't overflowing or anything. It was good normal melt. With this rain, we'll have to see what happens. All right, Clint, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking. For me, a work day. I still got this little cold. I don't know what it is, but I wish it would go away. Kind of slowing me down a little bit at work, but otherwise, I'm going to work here tonight and get on it. So, not much else to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to the wigwam which you use. I'd like to thank George, Bill, Jack, and Clint for checking in tonight. Hey, 73's nose listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
computer in use.
This is KB2KLJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency. That Octan currently being held on a 145-17. Are there any stations for Octan with or without traffic? Stations for Octan coming out, please.
This KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic. And 5AOW, no traffic. Hi, Mark.
Okay, I got KD2AIT. Jeff, please stand by. I got traffic. N5AOW, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octan? This is Octan looking for stations with or without traffic. KD2AIT, you ready for one?
Roger.
Okay, this is the Octan report for March, so please copy number, let's see here, please copy number 393, routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, April 1, going to Jeff, KD2AIT, break. March Octan report, stations, 1008, stations 1008, traffic, 240, sessions, 31, 73, break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager Octan, end of the traffic, how'd you do what, Jeff?
Roger, we copy that.
Okay, and I thank you very much for your support. And good to hear you again, Jeff. I haven't heard you in a while. Hope all is well.
Yeah, all is well. I'm just kind of busy here these days at work, so.
That's understandable, yep. Alright, good enough. Well, check in when you can. We know you will there, so. 7-3 and take care, and Bob, 7-3 to you, and I'm going to get out of here. I got to get out and check the Oneonta repeater now for him. KB2KOJ, Chris, thanks to everyone for checking out.